and fades away.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. And you can hear it in my voice, and you can hear it in Pastor Diana's voice. We are excited about the new wine that God has poured out at Living Word Church. There's a new wine. The new wine is revelation. Encounter God through His Word. Know Him through His Word. The Bible says, Come, let us, reason together. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do that? Through His Word. And we were tossed. We were tossed by the Master to present this new Word, to present this revelation to His people. And that's why we're excited. Mm-hmm. So now when I say, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice. We have a reason to rejoice.
It's our opportunity to maximize the moment.
Yes.
Each and every day, it's our opportunity to maximize
the moment.
We have more time to continue to move forward in the momentum. We have more time to continue to increase in the capacity to hold the new wine that is being poured out. The new wine is here.
Yes.
So the question is, are you the new wine skin that is able to contain the new wine that is being poured out? At Living Word Church, we exist to encounter God.
Yes.
And when we encounter God, it drives us to cultivate purpose. We first got to encounter God.
Before
you're driven to cultivate your purpose.
Yeah.
Because if you don't encounter God, you're going to continue on with the same old. And you're going to be doing, you know, those good things, but not necessarily the right thing in line with your purpose.
Yes.
So as we encounter God, it drives us to cultivate our purpose. And when we left off on Tuesday, we were talking about Saul in Acts chapter 9. He had an encounter with God, and that drove him then to cultivate purpose.
Yes.
It was what pushed him into his purpose. He had an encounter with God. And then he went through this period of time where he was being cultivated. He didn't just jump into purpose.
Teach it.
He was being cultivated in
his
purpose. He had to go back and unlearn some things. The things that he learned over and over and over and over again as the Pharisee of Pharisees, under the best of instruction, every ritual, every religious tradition he had followed in his life, he had to unlearn those things. So he was being cultivated over a period of time. He had to study the scriptures now in a living way, not in a religious way, but a living way. And then so many people didn't even want anything to do with them. The people who were Christians, the people who were followers of the way, the disciples, many of them didn't want to even have any type of fellowship with Saul. They didn't want to extend their hand to help train him up in the ways of Christ. They thought he was trying to set them up.
Yes.
Oh, he's just putting on a show. He is just faking. He's just acting like he supports, you know, Christ, and he's a follower of the way, so he could get us all together and kill us. So it was only by God, the encounter with God, the training of the Holy Spirit, and those few people that God assigned who were able to stand alongside with Saul, who were part of his training, part of his cultivation. There were a few people that were with him, but most were very leery of him. And after his purpose was then became to the forefront, it was fully on full display after it was cultivated for a time, a period of time, a period of years. It was cultivated in private with the few. Yes. And then his purpose came then into public view. And as his purpose came into public view, there was power. There were signs and wonders. So it was undisputable. People look at him now and they don't say, oh, he's trying to set us up. They don't say he's trying to drag us down. There was a change. There was an encounter. He genuinely had an encounter with God that empowered him and cultivated his purpose. And now he is able to lead effectively.
Yes. And you want to know? To be, he says, listen to Paul. Mm-hmm. Saul is gone, and now Paul is here. Release the old, mm-hmm. embrace the new. And that's our word at Living Word Church, is to release that hold you, mm-hmm. to let go of that old mindset, that old you, that old behavior, and embrace the new. So you have to let go of everything that is old about you. Saul did that to become Paul. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, listen, this is not Saul. You can just hear how he identify and introduce himself. I love it. Pastor Dan, in 1 Corinthians, yeah, verse 1. You want to verse 1, how he introduced himself.
Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God.
Yes.
And something, our brother, a name. So somebody's name,
the
our brother.
The shortness of our brother. Yeah, yeah. And then look at verse 2. To the church.
To the church of God, which is at Corinth.
Yeah.
To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ
our Lord,
both theirs and ours.
See, listen, this just let me go on cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
Encounter God, bring you into your purpose. Mm-hmm. He's now in his purpose, mm-hmm. and he tells us, he says, Paul, not Saul.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He says, Paul,
mm-hmm.
who is Paul? Called to be what? An apostle.
Mm-hmm.
He now finds his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, this is the one that know God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not Saul. Paul,
mm-hmm.
this is the one that has purpose now. Before that, no purpose.
mm-hmm.
Here's the purpose. Paul, I am an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, and here put it, Pastor Di, the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is done. This is not my will, mm-hmm. but this is the will of God
mm-hmm.
for my life. And that's what at Living Word Church we are there to do,
mm-hmm.
to teach you and to lead you into the way
mm-hmm.
through the living word. And when the living word take hold of your life, you will have the experience of God's will for your life.
Mm-hmm.
You will now have the experience of God's will for your life. And now you will be able to do his purpose. And you won't be ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because cultivating purpose, then that pushes us into the next three principles of Living Word Church: to serve community, build relationships, and experience family.
Yes.
So just in that greeting there, those two verses that we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, he's an apostle to serve the community.
That's
right. He's reaching out. He's building relationships with the people. Personally, when he does a greeting, he names people.
Yeah.
Those who are with him that he is sending greetings from.
Yes.
Those who he's writing to. He has personal relationships. He's not just writing to a region.
Yes.
There he has specific contact points that he's acknowledging, and he'll go through and all in the epistles and he'll pull out, you know, different accolades of different things that people did and how he appreciates how they were able to do this and how they were able to navigate that and how they were able to help and support. So he knows his people that he's working with, even when he's not close, when he's out of the area, he has relationships and experiencing family. So he writes that he said, my son, Timothy. Timothy wasn't his son, not his birth son, but by the Spirit,
yes.
By mentorship. So all these are working together. We encounter God. Then we cultivate purpose.
Yes.
And then we serve our community. We build relationships and we experience family.
That's right. So you don't go, listen careful that list that God give us. And that's what is in Living Word. So Living Word is not some fancy name that you name something. It says Living Word Church exists for people to encounter God. Number one, not community first. God
first.
So sometimes we get it backward. We serve community before we encounter God.
And you can't adequately serve the community if you haven't had an encounter with God.
We get it backward, okay? So God wants us to line it up right. You encounter God. You find purpose after that. Once you encounter God, you'll find the purpose now. And once you find the purpose, you will now become serving the community. You will build family. Because it falls in line. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Then the next one is to pursue the word.
Word.
So as you're going about, as you're doing things, we got to continually be pursuing the word. Because it's going to lead us to the next step, the next phase of development. It's going to give us the guidance that we need to be able to navigate. So when we're out serving the community, when we're building relationships, when we're experiencing family, we know that family, we have to navigate family.
Yes.
Because there's lots of different demands. There's lots of different aspects, dynamics of the family. So we have to pursue the word to have clear insight to be able to care for the community, for the relationships that we have, for our family. And through it all, we're making a difference, which is the last principle, to make a difference. So we have this radio program, Make Your Day Count. Pastor Beckford's first book was Make Life Work.
Yeah.
And here we have the principle, Make a Difference.
Friends.
So as we make our day count, we make our life work, and we're making a difference. We're making a mark that cannot be erased. Living Word Church is for the next generation. Our intention, our every goal that we have, every end outcome has to do with the next generation. What are we doing for
the next generation.
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.